you just choose to believe right now, expect some things to happen. We're believing, and we're going to be releasing our faith today and in the days to come on these broadcasts for miracles to occur.
Come face to face with a situation that challenges your faith, you have the right to choose what to believe. Join Jeremy Pearsons and Pastor Keith Moore as they examine what it takes to exercise your choice. Next on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. I'm Jeremy Pearsons, and we are right in the middle of an outstanding week of broadcast with Brother Keith Moore. Brother Keith, thank you, sir, so much for being a part of this
Jeremy.
Week. I don't know how you got stuck with me this week, but I wasn't going to say anything. I'm thankful for it. And we're all very thankful, all very blessed to spend this time in the Word with you and just to hear from the Lord together. And I believe there's good things coming out of this. And if you've missed any of these broadcasts so far this week, let me encourage you. Go to kcm.org. You can download them, and it's free. Get these things going down on the inside. It's good to sit down as a family and watch this together. That was the story of my childhood. Mom and Dad would come in about 5 till 6 in the morning and drag us out of bed. And we come stumbling into the living room and turn on Mimi and Papa. And that's how we started every day. And it was a fight to stay awake, but it was the consistency of it. You know, I think sometimes if we'd bother to turn some lights on and get out from under the blankets, we might have stayed awake better. But that will minister to your kids. And you think to yourself, what good does it do to sit there and fall asleep? Yeah. I'm telling you, it did something for me. It did something. It let me know as a family, this comes first.
Yeah.
We don't just get up and rush through the day. We start with the Word. Yeah. And even now, I've got my own family, and we're putting the Word first. And and we've got a lot of wonderful teachers in our lives. And, sir, you and Miss Phyllis both are two of our favorites, and we just treasure you. We thank the Lord for you.
Thank you, Jeremy.
I was going to ask you again to just pray over this broadcast today and pray what's in your heart so that we can come into agreement as touching it together, and let's let the Lord do what He wants to do.
Absolutely. Father, we release our faith, Jeremy and I and all of the partners and those watching this broadcast, for what You've already instructed us. You told us to remember that You're not limited by time nor space. And so we're asking You, and we're all asking You together, agreeing as touching this, for manifestations of Your Spirit, helping our faith to rise up and receive from You healings and miracles and manifestations of Your Spirit according to Your will. Thank You for utterance and ears to hear and a supply of the Spirit ministered in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
So be it. Thank You, Lord.
Let's jump back into this today and keep building on what the Lord has for you, has for us, and I just say it, whatever's in your heart, go for it.
Thank you, thank you. We've been on faith for miracles, and our main text has been here in Mark 9. Let's read it again. In Mark chapter 9, if you got your Bible there, open it up and read it along with us. It'll get into you better. This man brought his son having seizures to Jesus. Actually, he had brought him to his disciples first. They failed to get him set free. And you want to remember what we touched on, that just because somebody's prayed for you or somebody laid hands on you, ministered to you, and nothing happened, that doesn't mean that it's not the will of God for you to be healed or delivered. Here's Jesus' own disciples, authorized and empowered by Him, and they failed to get results in their prayer and ministry. But that doesn't mean it wasn't God's will for the boy to be set free. And so he was. And when the man finally brought him to Jesus himself, he said, verse 22, if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us. And Jesus said, if you can believe, all things are possible to him that believes. And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe, help thou mine unbelief. So, the man tries to put it all, if it be thy will, and if you can. It's up to you, Lord. And the Lord turned right back around, handed it back to him, and said, no, if you can believe, all things are possible to him that believes. And the man, you know, he's hearing Jesus say this. He's looking at Jesus' eyes. And when Jesus looked at him and said, if you can believe, all things are possible to him that believes, he just responded and said, I do believe. Help my unbelief. Mm-hmm. He's making a choice to believe, but he realized, he's acknowledges he's dealing with some unbelief and some fear. You know, he's been living with these symptoms with his child for all these years. Yeah. He's prayed and had other people minister to the child, no results. And he's fearful of getting his hopes up and being disappointed again.
And probably very worn out.
Yeah, exactly. But here's the big thing. He chooses to believe.
In spite of all of it,
He chooses to believe, and then he's honest about where his faith is. And he says, Lord, I'm believing. You know, I'm dealing with some things. Help me.
Yeah.
And obviously he did, because a few verses later, the boy is delivered and healed, and their life has changed. And miracles still happen today. Yeah. Jesus is the same. But I want us to camp just a little bit today on what he did in making this choice.
Okay.
We're here in Mark. Let's go to John, the 20th chapter.
Excuse me.
And after Jesus has been raised from the dead, and the disciples begin to find out about it, we see two very different responses concerning his resurrection. In John 20:6, when Peter and John came to the tomb, when the women had told them that they had seen him, said Simon Peter followed and went into the sepulchre and seeth the linen clothes lie, and the napkin that was about his head now lying with the linen clothes, but wrapped together in the place by itself. Then went in also that other disciple, John, which came first to the sepulchre, and he saw, same thing Peter saw, and he believed. For as yet they knew not the scripture that he must rise again from the dead. John, on this occasion, to me it's impressive. He is apparently the first of the disciples, the first of the men, the 12, to believe. And he's standing there looking, the stone is rolled away, the clothes are to one side, and they hadn't got the revelation as a group that what Jesus was talking about the rising from the dead, that he's literally talking about physical resurrection. But John looks at it and just chooses to believe it.
Yeah. I've never thought about that till you said that just now. How, looking at that, it would have been easy to believe 100 different things immediately.
Well,
there were a lot of natural explanations for it.
Right.
But he chose right away, didn't he?
Quick to believe.
Yeah.
Quick to believe.
Quick to believe.
And that's what we want to be. Jeremy, we want to be quick to humble ourselves. We want to be quick to acknowledge the truth. We want to be quick to repent. We want to be quick to believe.
Yeah.
And that is being yielded to the Spirit of God. That's being responsive.
Responsive.
And that's not the way the world is. And if we're conformed to this world, we won't be that way. There'll be this reluctance. There'll be this slowness. We'll just wait and see. Well, you know, we'll see what happens later on. We'll find out. That can be a slowness to believe.
Yeah.
And it's not a complimentary thing. It reveals a fault that needs to be corrected. If you remember when Jesus appeared to them, well, actually just later in this this same chapter, if you look at the other accounts, he reproved them for their hardness of heart. And he said, oh, slow to believe. You're slow. And you see part of what he's talking about just in the same chapter down in verse 25. Thomas had said verse 24, when they told him they saw Jesus. Verse 25, they said, we've seen the Lord. He said, except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails and put my finger into the print of the nails and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. I will not believe. Now, this is not that Thomas can't believe. You hear the word will. Mm-hmm. I will not. It's a choice.
Right.
John looks. He's got no physical proof that Jesus has been raised from the dead. The door's open and some clothes are there. Mm-hmm. But based on what he knows about Jesus, and he's beginning to put some things together that Jesus had told him, mm-hmm. he believes. He believes.
Yeah.
And here Thomas, he has people that he knows are not liars. He's got several things. And yet he just makes a choice. No.
Yeah.
I'm not going to believe unless you can show me this, unless you can prove this to me, unless I can touch this and feel this, unless I see. Well, if he sees Jesus and he touches Jesus, that's not faith.
Mm-hmm.
It's late for faith.
Yeah.
He's walking beside. And you see that verse 27, Jesus responds to this. He said to Thomas, reach hither your finger. Behold my hands. Reach hither your hand. Put it into my side. Be not faithless, but believing.
Mm-hmm.
So Thomas in this case was faithless. There was zero faith in response to what he was being told about the Lord. And Thomas answered and said to him, my Lord and my God. Well, he's seeing him. He's touching him. It's late for faith. But Jesus said to him, Thomas, because you have seen me, you've believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet believed.
Yeah. There's a key to walking in the blessing.
Isn't it? Isn't it?
Yeah.
But if you listen to the enemy, and he speaks directly to you, he'll bring thoughts to your mind, he'll bring feelings to your mind, he'll try to influence you through people around you, even people closest to you. If he can't get to you, he'll try to influence you through people closest to you. He's counting on you loving their flesh so much mm-hmm. that you'll let stuff in through them that you wouldn't let come from him direct. A good example is Job's wife. He's not saying, I'm going to curse God and die. And of all the things she could have said to him, what does she say?
Yeah.
Exactly what the devil had said to God challenging him. So she's become a mouthpiece for the enemy.
Wow.
And we got to be aware that when this comes, we're not going to let it influence us to be unbelieving and slow to believe and all this reluctance. Well, if I see this, you hear people say, well, seeing is believing. No, it's not.
Sorry, what scripture is that again?
No. The scripture says, unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living, I'd have perished. No, seeing is not believing. You got walking by sight and you got walking by faith.
Yeah.
And they are not the same thing. But if you choose to walk by sight, you'll yield to fear like we talked last broadcast. You'll let it in.
Mm-hmm.
And if fear's in us, we let it in. It's nobody's fault but ours. I know it's repeating it, but to me, it was a wonderful victory day when I realized the devil cannot put fear in me.
Mm-hmm.
He can't do it. And he can't make me doubt.
Yeah.
He can't. It's up to me. And I don't care how swamped I may be with feelings and thoughts swirling. I can make a choice like that man made in front of Jesus. Lord, I believe. Help me with the stuff I'm dealing with here. But I am choosing to believe you. And oh, Jeremy, if we'll do that, I'm telling you, it pleases God.
Sure.
When we're standing up in the face of all kind of stuff and we're saying, I don't care. I'm not moved by that. I like what Paul said. None of these things move me.
Yeah.
Lord, I trust you. I don't care what I understand, what I don't. If we will do that, He will meet us where we are. We're not pretending,
right?
But we're choosing to believe.
Will you say that again? He'll meet us where we are, not.
Not where we're pretending to
That's
be.
That's right.
You can't fool God. You know, don't try to act like, oh, I'm so strong in faith and nothing's bothering me. He sees your heart already.
Mm-hmm.
No need to play any games. But It's not playing a game. Even though with all these feelings and symptoms, I choose to believe.
Yeah.
There's another example of this I think it'd do us good to look at. Back in Luke 1, you see a very similar example. Two people, same type of circumstances, but very different responses. John, you know, just decided to believe. Thomas decided not to believe. It's a choice. In Luke 1,
I think we need to reiterate that right there.
Sure.
He decided not to believe, and Jesus was not okay with that.
Mm-mm. He reproved him for it.
He said, okay, go ahead. And he did it, and Thomas said, oh, yeah, you're God. He's worshiping him. But Jesus said, look, you say that because you see it, but the blessing. Blessed, this isn't just saying, oh, bless you, brother.
No.
This was the blessing
belongs
to the one who will believe before they see it.
Yeah. The empowerment, the enablement of the blessing.
Isn't that what a miracle would be in your life?
Yes.
A demonstration of the blessing of the Lord?
Yes.
At work in your body, at work in any arena of your life?
Yes.
Well, this can begin right there.
It's worth spending a little more time on what you're saying, Jeremy. It's the enemy will bring you all kind of excuses for why it can't happen now.
Mm-hmm.
We're not quite there. Well, with the way the economy is, you couldn't expect it to happen this year. Maybe next year when things get a little better. Well, maybe it's summertime and, you know, the church is experiencing this or that. Well, not now, maybe later. Well, you know what's going to happen later is the enemy's going to bring something else.
Yeah.
Some other reason why, not now.
It'll be winter.
Just put it off just a little bit. There's always some reason. And that's what Thomas was saying.
Yeah.
Well, when I see.
Yeah.
Later on, if and when I see this and if and when I see that, I'll believe. And he missed his opportunity to do what John did.
Mm.
No, it's real simple. You choose to believe now. And we prayed about this before we started taping these broadcasts. We're believing for miracles.
Mm.
We're believing for healings. And all you got to do is begin to believe. Just choose to believe
right now.
Expect some things to happen. We're believing, and we're going to be releasing our faith today and in the days to come on these broadcasts for miracles to occur in your body, in your finances, in your marriage, in your business, in your ministry, in your church. But you got to quit putting it off. You got to quit making excuses and saying, well, when this gets better, when that, no, now. Right now, you just begin to say, and you don't have to wait until you're perfect, more perfect in knowledge. And if you never ask the devil, is my faith there? He'll go, no, not yet. Almost, but not yet. And you know, 10 years from now, you go, how about now? No, not yet.
Yeah.
This man's faith was not there. But he chose to believe where he was, and God met him.
Yes.
Met him. And the grace helped him the rest of the way, and he got his results. That day.
Yeah.
Choose to believe.
Choose to believe.
In Luke 1, you see a similar situation to what we just saw. Such a powerful thing when the angel came to Mary in Luke 1 and 38, and he told her what was going to happen to her. And she didn't understand how she's going to have a child without a physical father being involved, and he told her that the power of God was going to come on her, and she was going to conceive. And verse 38, Luke 1:38, Mary said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word.
Yeah.
And the angel departed from her. Mary doesn't understand how this is going to happen.
Yeah.
This has never happened before. How's she going to conceive a child?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's all kind of people who don't believe it to this day. But in simple faith, she just chose to believe it. And you can see why God chose her.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
She just said, okay.
Yeah.
All right. I accept that. I believe that. Be it unto me.
Yeah.
According to thy word. And the word literally became flesh inside her.
Yeah.
She conceived. It was the word of the Lord from heaven. It wasn't physical manifested. She believed it, and it became, the word became flesh.
Yeah.
One of the most amazing miracles that has ever happened, ever yeah. will. But even though the Messiah has come and we have Him, the Word is still being made flesh, the Word of healing,
yeah.
the Word of deliverance, the Word of provision. But you got to do the same thing. Now, we see prior to this in verse 18, when the angel came to Zacharias.
Oh, yeah.
You remember that?
A little different response,
told him wasn't it? A similar thing
yeah.
was going to happen. Well, as far as there was going to be a child, not that there was going to be without a human father. So this should be a little easier yeah. to believe, right?
Right. This has happened before.
Right. But because they're older, he says, whereby shall I know this? Verse 18, Luke 1:18. For I'm an old man, and my wife is well stricken in years. He's choosing to question this
yeah.
and not accept it, not believe it. And that's when the angel said, I'm Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God. I'm sent to speak to you and to show you these glad tidings, and you'll be dumb and not able to speak because you believe not my words.
Wow.
He could have chosen to believe just like Mary did, but he didn't.
Yeah.
And so he needed to have his mouth closed to
yeah.
not
can't let you
interfere
mess this up anymore.
And get this.
Yeah.
When people say, I just can't believe that, it's not true.
It's not true.
We can choose to believe.
There's something you said that I want to wrap this broadcast up with, and you said, to be slow to believe is equal to a hard heart.
Mm.
So one thing you know about Mary,
yeah.
tenderhearted.
Tenderhearted. That's
tenderhearted.
Right. Quick to believe.
That's going to have to be the condition of your heart for you to have faith for the miracle that you need right now in your body, a miracle of healing. Let's get this heart healed and be tender and open before the Lord and just say it out loud right now. I believe. Right now.
Right now.
Praise the Lord. We're out of time on this broadcast, but don't go anywhere. Brother Keith and I will be back in just a moment.
And when the tornado hit, I knew that I was going to be okay. I knew that I feared not, even though my whole house was being destroyed around me and my dad was, you know, cussing up a storm and everything. And like, he was like really, he thought we were going to die, and I just knew, and my grandma's voice was in my head, you know, 1,000 fall to your right and 10,000 to your left, but it won't come near you, and I said that.
My testimony is that I have had foot pain for 8 months. I've had a cortisone shot, and so the doctor said that you probably will never get rid of the pain. And so when I came, I said, I'm expecting something. So when Pastor Bill Winston came, and he was speaking about there's somebody here who has pain in their foot. And then he said, somebody in their right lower foot, you're healed.
I said, your feet are getting healed right now. As a matter of fact, it is the right foot, and the ball of your right foot was sore, and now it's healed.
That was me. That was me, and it was instantly gone. And I took it. See, I took it. It's mine.
This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Jesus himself said that if you can believe, all things are possible. The question is, can you really believe? And the answer is a resounding yes, you can. You can make the decision to believe and grow your faith to experience the miraculous. Faith is very easy, and God wants you to know how to use it. Kenneth Copeland has been teaching faith for more than 45 years and is offering you his revelation and understanding in the Faith That Sets You Free package. Included is the Force of Faith book, which gives you a better understanding of what faith is, and Faith How It Works CD set. In it, you'll learn God's process for faith.
Faith is not this independent, what I'm going to do. Faith is complete dependence on God.
You can have faith in God. Decide today. Grow your faith and experience miracles in your life and the lives of those around you.
Develop a strong foundation of faith in the Word of God. Order the Faith That Sets You Free package today at a special price of only $19.99 and enjoy a savings of 20%. Simply log on to kcm.org/tvspecial or call our toll-free number and request your package today. Enjoy a life of victory that comes when you understand how to apply your faith. For an additional 10% off, order your package online.
There is freedom, praise God, in the Word of God. And in this book that we're making available to you, The Force of Faith, Brother Copeland is going to be dealing in this with four major forces in the reborn human spirit. It's the force of faith, the force of righteousness, wisdom, and the love of God. And as believers, we need to learn how to be led by the Spirit, not just governed by our own reasoning, by our own logic, and what many folks call common sense. That's the very thing that can keep you bound up when it's time to begin to just act on the Word. Put your faith in the Word, say what you hear your Father say, do what you see your Father do. And I'm telling you, the enemy, your enemy, does not have a weapon greater than your faith. You outgun him, praise God, and healing in your body, it is the result. It's the product of faith in the Word. Prosperity in your life, it's the product of faith in Jesus. Miracles in your life are the product and the result of faith in God's Word, faith in Jesus and who He says He is. So get this teaching, get these materials into your life, get them into your heart, and see the Word of God go to work in you. Now, on this broadcast, all this week, Brother Keith has been teaching us about faith for miracles. And this is a series that he taught at Faith Life Church. And if you want to get a hold of this, it's absolutely free. You can download it at morelife.org and get the whole thing, man. 12, I think it's about 12 different messages. So whatever that is, 12, 13, 14 hours of teaching on this, and you're going to see change in your life when you get a hold of these things. Amen. Listen, tonight begins the Living Victory New York Faith Encounter, and it takes place September 12th and 13th. And my grandparents, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, are inviting you to join them at the New York Marriott Marquis. And these meetings are for the partners of KCM. Anybody who wants to become a partner, just get in the Word, let the Word grow in you, and let it be a blessing to your life. Amen. Hey, listen, I invite you to join us again on this broadcast tomorrow. But until then, this is Jeremy Pearsons and Keith Moore reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Build your faith and be transformed by the Word of God. The Believer's Voice of Victory is available on DVD or CD at kcm.org. Continue your studies with this week's product offer. Order your copy today and let these Word-based teachings help you live in victory. Receive God's grace abounding toward you and live in the blessing.
His voice is not hidden from us. It's hidden for us, not from us.
Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event. Join Kenneth Copeland and Dr. Stephen and Kelly Swisher for the Living Victory New York Faith Encounter, September 12th through 13th in New York, New York. Word Explosion, September 25th through 27th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, Bill Winston, and Chaplain A.L. Downing in Columbia, South Carolina. The 2014 Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign, November 13th through 15th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at the Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. The 2015 Branson Victory Campaign, February 26th through 28th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. The 2015 Southwest Believers Convention, June 29th through July 4th, with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and their special guests in Fort Worth, Texas. Tomorrow on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
If we will hear from Him and then do what He said, and then just step back and let Him do it, we'll have miracles. I know that sounds too simple, but it works just like that every time.